Hello and welcome to the eighth, Jamie, episode of The Big Rewind, the podcast where we talk about the new movies, movie news, stuff like that, and then rewind back to more retro cinematic topics. How are you doing today, Jamie?
Tired.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the first part of the show, the movie news.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the big news.
The big news.
Are you ready for the movie news? Jamie?
Okay.
They will blow your mind.
Yeah.
First news.
Yeah.
Sam Mendes has been confirmed that he will return for the next Bond movie. He will direct it.
Okay. That's good.
He directed Skyfall.
No, that's good. I'm glad for that.
Someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think it's quite full. I mean, that film has its issues. I agree.
All James Bond films usually do.
Well, no, there are.
There's no perfect Bond film.
Almost. There's almost perfect.
Yeah, Skyfall was pretty close.
You know. Anyway. But, you know, I really enjoyed Skyfall. But then again, it's going to be really difficult if he doesn't find another Javier Bardem type
villain
actor.
Yeah,
to play the villain, because he really carries.
I think he really needs, because we've had the serious Daniel Craig movies. I think they should be allowed to step it up a notch, have like a little bit more fun with it.
I know, but in a sense, they kind of almost tried to do that with Quantum Solace.
No. Quantum Solace was dead serious.
No, I know, but I thought what you meant was like the action or the, you know, the kind of, because again with like Casino Royale where they try and do parkour off like cranes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I know you're trying to make a nice action sequence here, but at the same time it's not really doing it for us.
Yeah. So. I mean, Skyfall tried a bit more with, like, he jumps on a crocodile at one point and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that was more like references to some of the old films. So just try.
I think they've tried to make Daniel Craig more action-y. And in some ways that's not actually a good thing, because Bond is supposed to be able to get out of things in like the coolest, almost laziest way possible.
Yeah.
And that's part of his charm, is that he's just essentially British.
Yes. So yeah. But I mean, I do hope they have it. Tiny bit. I'm not saying make it the Pierce Brosnan movies again.
Yeah.
But just make it a tiny bit more fun. Next news. You won't be too happy about that. Johnny Depp is in talks to star in an Alice in Wonderland sequel.
Yeah.
For Disney as the Mad Hatter.
God, what does Disney have, like, blackmail on him or something?
I don't know.
I don't quite understand why he's doing so many Disney films.
Yeah, no. At first, I was like, "Oh, it's
like,
for his kids."
The excuse was that. But then you've done like what, five or six now? Disney films,
probably more.
Yeah, and it's just like
there's gonna be five.
Your
pirates.
Kids are gonna be teenagers and not give a shit about Disney by the time you stop making Disney films.
They'll be like, "Yeah, I like the old Tim Burton films." It's like, "Oh, god damn it!"
Yeah. No, that's the thing. He might end up having to be forced to...
It'll backfire.
He might end up having to be forced to watch his own films, finally. Because his kids will grow up... And
he doesn't watch them, does he?
No, he doesn't watch them.
Yeah.
He'll get to a point where his kids are like, Edward Scissorhands, like, your best film. Ever.
And then he starts crying.
He starts crying.
I mean, I get Alice in Wonderland made billions, but that was when 3D was new and stuff.
It's
so it was
a
like
fun film. I kind of liked it, but then again, when dealing with that kind of subject matter, they did a good job of it, but at the same time, you're not going to do better than the charming original.
Yeah, but it also got really panned by most critics.
Of course, a lot of
the audience didn't like it. I mean, I get why people don't like it.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it somewhat.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been done better, but...
It wasn't done fairy tale enough, I think, for a lot of people.
So. I think why the sequel would probably suck... Is Tim Burton's not directing.
But what's it going to actually cover in terms of...
Exactly, that's the thing. Because the first film, the main problem for me was that it's
not... Is it going to be called Alice Returns.
But that's what the first film should have been called, because it wasn't Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Alice in Wonderland's meant to be a little girl.
Unless it's a prequel.
Discovers that world for the first time.
Is it going to be a prequel?
I hope so. That's the only way they can save that the whole thing.
Yeah.
But if they make
a... Unless there's no Alice in it whatsoever, and it's some weird, like, just focus on Johnny Depp for...
Exactly.
Well, like Pirates of the Caribbean, like, you know, just like...
Like a Mad Hatter spin-off.
Yeah, like, screw Orlando Bloom and... Yeah.
Mad Hatter in what? In Wonderland? In normal land? Like, he goes to the normal world?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I thought this was all a dream. So, basically, if they make a sequel, I think it'll fail, because it'll be a sequel to a sequel of a film that doesn't exist.
I don't know. I mean, Depp's carried whole franchises before.
Yeah,
so,
but after The Lone Ranger, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which is not out in the UK yet, so we can't actually tell you. We think of it.
What we think,
I really look forward to it, though.
Is it going to be one of those ones, is it like Django, that took fucking forever?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I think that it's just payback, because we got some films earlier. Like, we got Star Trek earlier.
Oh, we get Bond earlier.
Yeah. They just, yeah. So it's like, Wreck-It Ralph, ha, you'll have it next year, bitches. Yeah. Anyway, Marvel had a meeting with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Traitor!
What?
He's meant to be a DC whore, not a fucking Marvel whore.
Well, you can be both whores.
He's Robin.
He's not Robin yet. Robin. If he ever is going to be Robin.
Yeah, but still, come on. He had a meeting with Marvel about maybe playing Doctor Strange.
He's going to be Doctor Strange? That doesn't make any sense.
No. I mean, first of all, Doctor Strange is tall and like 40.
Yeah. So Levitt's short and young.
Yeah. And not really, I don't know. They're going to probably take it in a weird direction.
I mean, I really like him as an actor. And I feel kind of bad for him that Looper was his first film where he was the main role.
Well, it's not bad, Looper.
It's not bad, but it's not the kind of film you really need as like your major first role.
I mean, it's more a shame that his first film in the main role, they put plastic on his face to make him look like Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
That's a bit, yeah.
He needs like a film like Drive where he can do his thing.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And become the next Ryan Gosling.
Definitely.
Though he came before Ryan Gosling.
He did.
Anyway.
Yeah, you got confused there for a second. And they've said actually that Vin Diesel, you remember he had a meeting with Marvel as well.
Yeah.
And it was about maybe playing Vision.
Vision.
He's like a superhero with like laser beams and stuff in Avengers. But he's not, that superhero is not meant to be like a stocky, bulky guy.
Yeah.
It's like more of a, I don't know, kind of weird alien type being.
Okay.
So I don't really know.
I know that
what like, Marvel's doing right
well,
now.
Well, the thing is the whole franchise is now looking through the back catalogue of villains to find something to sort of focus on.
Villains and heroes.
Yeah,
he's
well,
part of the Avengers.
More villains than heroes, because they have to do sequels. You know, they can keep the heroes the same, but the villains, they have to change each film.
No, because now they've found out that Thor can work, and even the Avengers can work as a movie.
Yeah.
So they're just like, let's try some of the fucked up kind of superheroes now.
Yeah.
See if people, Doctor Strange.
See if people bite. Yeah.
The sorcerer of, you know, the Marvel Universe is just like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if Green Lantern can work. But anyway, I'm not going to bring it. That's DC, and I'm the only one who likes that movie. So anyway.
Yeah.
Two Pinocchio movies are coming up. I don't know.
By two different, studios? By two different
I don't know what brought
directors?
This up. It's like that year where there was, like, two Snow White movies, or three even. It's just like,
what, Snow White and the Huntsman and...
Mirror Mirror.
Oh, right.
And then I think there was a shitty one as well. Like, well, Mirror Mirror wasn't very good. But, like, there was a cheap version as well.
Yeah.
I think, The Asylum probably produced it. And I don't know. In 2014, we'll get two Pinocchio movies. One of them will be an animation by Guillermo del Toro.
Okay. Which
will take it in a really dark direction. It looks really good.
Pinocchio can be really dark.
Yeah.
I mean, there's quite a few elements in there that are quite
creepy.
Yeah.
Because
old man, young kid.
Yeah. They've released some artwork.
Yeah.
Well, young wooden kid.
Yeah.
That's even creepier. They released some potential artwork from the animation. It looks really good. Like, Pinocchio kind of looks like a scarecrow almost.
Yeah.
Which is...
Can Pinocchio say the following statement?
I got wood.
I will never lie.
You just blew my mind.
I know. He can't say that statement. He's like...
No, because then...
His nose will just go...
It's like... If he says, I will never lie, then that's not even a lie, because then that's like...
Sorry, the look on your face.
That's more of a
paradox. You know, like, I can't remember where it's from.
Inception.
Where you need to, like, defeat robots.
Oh, yeah, what was that from?
I can't remember where it's from, but it's like if you give them, like, a certain logic puzzle... Then they'll just be like,
must have been something like Futurama or Simpsons or something. Yeah. Simpsons did it.
But
I forgot what I was saying.
Which I love the fact that line, Simpsons did it, is from South Park. So you're referring to South Park by referring to Simpsons.
I know. How's that for a mind fuck?
Yeah.
But whatever I was saying, it wasn't important. just rewind and then fill in the blanks.
Wow, you just blew my mind. Rewind, the big rewind.
So basically you're going forward.
There's no such thing as a rewind now anyway.
God, it's turning into a fucking Michel Gondry kind of podcast. Where I don't know where I am.
Oh, what's he done recently?
He's doing a French film. With, like, Audrey Tautou.
Isn't all his films French, essentially, because he's French?
I guess. But I mean, some of them are funded by Hollywood. So.
Because, like, The Science of Sleep is...
That was pretty French.
Is that French?
Yeah.
Even though it's all in English?
Yeah, but it's got a French... It's set in
France. I know, exactly. So I would call that a French film.
Yeah. Well, that's more of a French film than Be Kind, Rewind, for example.
Yeah. It's my favourite of his films, actually.
Science of Sleep?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a big Eternal Sunshine fan.
Yeah, no. I know, I do like that film as well, but I don't know, Science of Sleep just has this charm to it that...
I do really like it.
Magical for me, so...
Oh, magical.
Yeah, it was a very magical film.
Oh, you know what else is magical?
Now You See Me?
No.
Is there a sequel? Are they going to do a sequel?
No, oh, please don't. But no, there is a second Pinocchio movie. Yeah. This one sounds weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really weird. Directed by...
Is it Werner Herzog?
No, I wish. That could actually be really good.
Yeah.
No, this one will be directed by Ben Stiller, of all people.
What?
I know.
Oh, so it's going to be a comedy.
It's a live-action film. I don't know if it's a comedy, but it'll star Robert Downey Jr. as Pinocchio.
What?
I don't know.
Is this meant to be, like, Pinocchio, the old years?
I don't know. Maybe CGI?
They not realize? Did the two studios that are doing those not realize that, like, someone else is also making a Pinocchio film?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if they came out at the same time?
Basically,
and they're both called Pinocchio. I know.
That'd be awesome, actually.
With certain films, they have to put, like, the name and then they have to put the year because, you know, it's a common name or whatever.
Or if, like, you're going to see a movie and then the trailers before the film is Pinocchio followed by Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be brilliant. But then again, so what do you do? What do you do if it's the same year, but same film title?
Same film? I don't know if they can.
I think they, well...
I don't think they can do that.
You sure? Because, like, Pinocchio is a generic term. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it'd be like saying, you can't name your film a really generic word, like, danger.
Yeah,
you know, it's like two films in one year came out called Danger.
I mean, they are.
It's like, you can't call your film Danger. It's like, yeah, I can, because it's a generic word.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I don't know. I think it wouldn't work in anyone's best interest to, like, call them the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because then people will get confused. So they'll want to stand out. So one of them will have to change the title somehow.
Yeah.
And that's not even the weirdest part. They're saying now that Robert Downey Jr. might actually play a young Geppetto in the same movie as well. So, yeah.
Whoa, mindfuck.
I know. So either they're going to make him really old and then him young and then show him made of wood.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or, Next news.
Yeah.
You remember, we were talking about titles, actually.
Yeah.
All You Need Is Kill.
Sounds good.
The Yeah, I know it sounds good. Well, they've changed the title now.
Oh.
Because too many people went, it's like, oh, it sounds silly. Which it does, but...
What is the point? Yeah. Like Machete Kills. I mean, that's a stupid title, but it's fun.
I know, but because studios are like, oh, I got scared. They changed it to Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh.
That sucks.
That sounds so arsy.
Yeah. It's like when they changed...
That's a marketing meeting you want to be in on.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
That's the marketing meeting where a bunch of people who don't watch films sit around a boardroom
Edge of Tomorrow.
Like, we're getting some bad responses from the market research, all right? So we're going to have to change the name of the film. Anyone for a word out? For a word out. Any word. Anyway, Edge. People like the word Edge. Yeah. Edge test positively.
People like the word edge.
You like, yeah, that test positive. Okay, put some other words. Put some other words. And you just go.
Mel Gibson. That's a name.
Yeah.
Well, consider it.
I like my cousin. What? Jeff, why'd you say that? You idiot. Shut up.
You're fired. Then again, your cousin is hot.
Look, the hookers are later, okay, all right, we gotta nail this today, you know, it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, we're on the edge of tomorrow, goddammit. It's like, wait.
Whoa.
What did you say?
You just blew my fucking mind.
Oh my god.
That's a film, make it.
Yes, all you need is...
All right, let's break for lunch.
Oh god.
Hookers in five.
And cousin, hookers and cousins. Let's call the film that.
Yeah.
You're fired again. But yeah, it's like when they changed the tomb to escape plan.
Oh.
That sucks.
Oh, it sucks.
I wonder what they're going to change Yukikaze to.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It'll be like planes in the sky or like big robots. Generic film.
Just, oh gosh.
I don't know. I'll still call it All You Need Is Kill just to piss them off. I'll even review it. I'm saying that now on the site.
Yeah.
The review, I will call it All You Need Is Kill. And then at the end of the review, I was like, oh yeah, it's also probably called Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Some posters have been released because the Comic-Con happened in the US. Some posters have been released for I, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it sounds like I, Robot. Like a weird-ass sequel to I, Robot, but it's not. I, Frankenstein will actually star Aaron Eckhart.
Okay.
As Frankenstein's monster. And they've released it.
What?
It looks good. It looks good.
That's a very good looking Frankenstein monster.
I saw the picture. They've put like scars and shit on him. It looks good.
Yeah.
But it's not actually based on...
Is he going to be typecast? is he just gonna
as
now
a disfigured
be,
guy?
Yeah, as
disfigured. I don't know. Maybe.
Like, who else can he now play except like Phantom of the Opera? Like that's what he's gonna have to do next.
I know, because otherwise he just looks like Aaron Eckhart. He has to change his face a little bit.
I know.
Otherwise, he'll just end up like Matt Damon, where he's like Matt Damon, where he's just himself.
I like Matt Damon.
You just like his politics.
I don't know. I like him. I like the Bourne. I love the Bourne series.
He's fine.
I like his recent film was a bit boring, but like The Promised Land. But
did you see that?
I love the message. I like the message. It's kind of the Promised Land is like a really Sunday relax film with a really serious message.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of thing you can take easy.
Promised Land? Or is it The Promised Land?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Forget about it.
I haven't seen a Matt Damon film since fucking The Adjustment Bureau.
Really? And that was bad. That was bad.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, no, that was bad. That was a bad idea, though.
I remember seeing Green Zone when it came out, but that was
I saw Green Zone. Green Zone's another kind of semi-political film.
I know, but that one's just too much shaky cam.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Too much.
Well, yeah.
It was just after Bourne, and they were just like...
Everyone... Well, no, but they're still doing it now with the whole shaky camera.
They think because...
It's starting to get annoying.
Because it's a war film, they have to shake the camera. It's like, no.
No.
You don't. Why don't you actually...
Has anyone seen Platoon? Has anyone seen Apocalypse Now?
Or Saving Private Ryan? I don't know.
No, that doesn't count because they do have shaky
cam.
But
it's not excessive.
It's not too excessive, but the first scene, loads of it.
Yeah, but that's a clusterfuck.
Like, I know that's a clusterfuck. And I know they're trying to do it for... But they've gone too far now. They've got to a point where they're shaking the camera so much that the camera can't handle the amount of shake that's going on. So therefore, you just get shots of blur.
That's the only film, well, apart from the first half hour of World War Z, where it was just like, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah. But the CGI is pretty bad in that as well, so it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. There's not a lot of clarity to it. So
I don't know. I think. Yeah.
So I've got some news that I can add.
Do you?
Yeah. So.
Oh wait! I hadn't finished the whole Frankenstein thing. So you can go next.
All right.
The I Frankenstein is actually not based on the book Frankenstein or the movies. It's based on a graphic novel.
Oh okay.
Which is set in a dystopian present.
Where
like these weird gargoyles and these demons are battling for ultimate power, and then Victor Frankenstein creates a monster, and then he's kind of in the middle, so he's gonna be more of an action kind of like fuck you gargoyles. Ah!
Is this like Hellboy meets Constantine?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. That sounds like it.
Yeah. Great.
It'd be good if at one point he like there's an explosion behind him. It's really Hollywood, and he walks in slow-mo towards the camera, and he's like. Fire bad. Anyway, go.
All right, so I've got some news on a film that came out in 1970.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Apparently, all right, we live in the UK, and we have like...
There's a film called Star Wars coming out in 7 years.
No, shut up. shut up! You totally...
Apparently, the cowboy from American Graffiti will play an important role. You see? Sorry.
Asshole.
The news with Jimmy.
You just want to do that voice.
Yeah, I know. 40 years ago, this occurred. Okay, sorry, go.
So, someone saw the film on TV for the first time. The film being The Railway Children.
A fascinating film.
I know, it's a boring film. Yeah. Someone actually complained about that film.
About The Railway Children?
Yeah, about the film. They actually complained about it. Saying that it encourages kids to play on the railways. By the way, right, they're talking about railways, or the railways that they're referring to in this film are steam-powered railways.
Yeah.
Right, they're not the electric ones that you can stand on and get stuck.
Yeah.
And they're also not as fast as they are now as well. But someone actually complained about this. And I love the response was like, yeah, we don't care. No one cares. but for some reason, it got like a tiny article in a newspaper. And I read it recently. And I just thought it was hilarious.
So someone
thought they were so self-important that they would complain about a film that came out in 1970.
Oh. And also,
what do you expect people? Because and the reason why they were complaining because it was rated U for you being universal for everyone, and it's like it is, but they're like no, well our kids are gonna play, so it should be like a PG or something. It's just like some people are just like
that's incredible.
You've even got too much time on the hands.
If you go by that logic, like the Polar Express, it teaches kids to go out in the snow in their pajamas and then jump on any train.
But it actually belies a real issue.
If creepy Tom Hanks comes up to you and is like, "I've got hot chocolate in my train. Santa's there, I promise. In my pants." Sorry.
It belies an actual real issue,
which
is the, or an issue I have against people who complain against films.
Stop complaining about the complainers.
Yeah, well, the thing is that you've got to divorce fantasy from reality, first of all.
It's the parents' jobs to be like, don't go on the train.
Yeah, don't go on the train. On the train tracks.
The creepy...
Like, go on a train, like, but not on the tracks.
No, don't go on the train with the creepy Tom Hanks and the hot chocolate down your pants.
Source code.
Source code.
All on a train.
Yeah, don't go in someone's brain.
We're trying to think of other films with, like, trains.
The Runaway Train.
Oh, what's the Alfred Hitchcock?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Shut up. What's the Alfred Hitchcock film?
Strangers on the Train.
Strangers on the Train, that's it.
Strangers on the Train. There's two of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Anyway, moving on from Train.
No, I think there is.
I like trains.
Moving on. Oh, I hate you and your trains.
That's actually a reference that you probably don't know.
I hate you and your trains.
No, I like trains. I'll play it to you afterwards.
Why so secretive?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can't play it now. We're doing a podcast.
What's it from?
It's from the YouTube series.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was from a film.
No. Anyway, I'll play it to you afterwards.
Comic-Con, which we were just talking about, teased a new Predator movie that might happen. They had this poster where, like...
Just Predator?
We don't know.
Okay. It said... Because the last one wasn't too bad.
Predators...
Wasn't too bad. I kind of enjoyed it.
I don't know. I was kind of underwhelmed by that one.
I thought it was okay. I mean, no, it's not a great film. No. But I thought it was okay. After all the bullshit Alien versus.
No, it's definitely better than those. But it, yeah. I don't know. I didn't get why some people liked it so much, Predators. Because there's like... I just don't buy Adrian Brody as a badass.
No, all right. That's true. But... It's just simple, and I think that's people just wanted Predator to be Predator, and that's what that film is.
It was like a simple kind of horror movie. Yeah.
No, they basically tried to take the action. They tried to take some of the best bits of the action from the first the film,
original,
and try to make more, like expand on that.
But I think if
you know, and if there's give it some very simple premise, isn't Lawrence Fishburne in that?
Yeah, he's like the crazy guy they meet about halfway. He's like.
I always find out that like Fishburne is in so many films, but he's never like the main character.
No, he just kind of pops in for a scene or two, and then just
he's probably done with it at the moment. But he was in the series Hannibal, and he's quite good in that.
I need to watch.
Of course, he was in Man of Steel as well. So.
Please,
yeah.
But if they do a new one, it'll probably be because the poster showed like a city or like San Diego or something. So it might be more like Predator 2. Where it's like in the city.
Okay.
I guess. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look forward if they do a new one. But a sequel, not a reboot of the first Predator
film. Yeah.
And they released the posters for the new Godzilla film as well.
American Godzilla?
I think it is American. Yeah. But they've taken the design of the original.
But it's John Woo or something.
No. No, but they're making it like a real Godzilla film.
Yeah.
So that looks better. Than 1998 Godzilla, which shouldn't have been... Godzilla. Hugh Jackman has expressed interest in having Wolverine join the Avengers along with Spider-Man as well. Like, he wants that to happen, but people are just like, probably not, because Wolverine and X-Men are owned by, I think it's Fox.
And then, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fox-Men. X-Men. Fox-Men. Fox-Men.
Shouldn't you say faux X-Men?
No. So Wolverine and the X-Men are owned by Fox, and then Spider-Man is owned by Sony.
Ah.
And for some reason, they're all like, no, fuck you, Avengers.
Isn't everything owned by Marvel, though, instead? I mean, Marvel just go, well...
Just buy them.
Yeah, we made this bullshit, so...
They're not going to sell Spider-Man. Crazy.
Yeah.
It'll be a really bad move for Sony. Netflix, considering more Arrested Development... Despite the fact they were saying that, like, the whole fourth season builds up to them making a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I haven't seen the full season because I don't have Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
I really don't like this way of doing things. I think it's...
No, I'm not a huge fan of it either.
I don't like things being made just for the sole purpose of getting you to sign up for a service.
Some trailers were released, including The Seventh Son, which you've seen.
Oh, bloody hell.
Jeff Bridges... Riding Dragons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna be
that film. Strange. That film looks like it's based on a game.
Yeah,
it looks like it's based on Skyrim.
I think it really does. Isn't it based on like a graphic novel or something as well?
Oh yeah, probably. I mean, I'm probably making the reference wrong.
I don't know though. I'm not really sure myself. But it looks fun, but really dumb. But I'll watch anything with Jeff Bridges in it, to be honest.
Yeah. Bio-digital jazz, man.
It's going to be some bio-digital jazz. Or jizz.
That's from Tron, of course.
You don't have to even...
Jeff Bridges' greatest film, Tron.
It really isn't.
No, I know. and of course I'm talking about the remake, not the original.
Yeah.
Though I love the original. I know a lot of people dislike it, but I really like
it. I don't dislike it. I was just a
it's
bit
weird
bored.
Because it's Disney, and I'm not meant to like Disney.
Yeah.
But I can't help but like that film.
It's not a dislike it. It's really got some good ideas and really good effects for the time, but I just remember being a bit dull. But anyway, there's a trailer for Old Boy, the remake of Old Boy by Spike Lee has been released.
Is it a reboot or...?
It's an American remake of the Korean film.
Yeah. And sorry, in that sense.
I think it's got, what's his name, Josh Brolin in it?
Okay.
In the main role. And it looks, it looks alright, but it's like the same film, except it looks slightly less good. But yeah, film meh. Old Boy looks meh. Saw a trailer for Out of the Furnace.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
With Christian Bale.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, it looks quite good.
It looks quite good.
It's got a really good cast.
Looks Christian like Bale, a good thriller.
Casey Affleck. Always
always good value. I love Casey Affleck.
Willem Dafoe, Woody Harrelson, and...
He got all the good acting genes.
Zoe Saldana. Who did?
Casey Affleck. He got all the good acting genes.
Well, but he didn't win an Oscar.
I don't care.
No, I don't either. I don't really care about Ben Affleck all that much.
If you want to see Casey Affleck at his best, but also kind of at the most disturbing, it's The Killer Inside Me.
Oh, yeah.
The film The Killer Inside
That's
Me.
That's creepy.
It's difficult to watch.
Or Jesse James. He's pretty creepy in Jesse James as well.
Yeah, yeah. But he's really good in it. He plays the role so well. You believe that he is out of his tiny mind.
That film's weird. And then we were talking about this like 2 minutes ago.
Yep.
Not 2 minutes because we were on air. Yeah. But before the podcast, The Grandmaster
has a
trailer, which is the new Wong Kar-wai reboot of Ip Man.
Yeah. Well, no. The thing is I'm sure Ip Man, in some shape or form, has been in Chinese cinema.
Yeah.
For ages.
It's like rebooting Zatoichi. It's just like the same. But it's but that's the thing. It's a dude in the 30s. And they make him out to be like a...
They make him out to have won the Second World War for the Chinese.
Yeah, to be this warrior.
He's a propaganda legend.
Yeah.
Right? It's ridiculous.
I don't know, it seems
He's like the real Captain America type of thing, you know?
They've made him probably more than what he was actually. But, okay.
Of course they have. They've exaggerated him to the nth degree.
I still look forward to the film, though. Like, Wong Kar-wai doesn't usually do bad movies.
I know, that's the thing. I really like Wong Kar-wai films.
Yeah, come on. And it's got Tony Leung, which is a really good actor.
He's in like three other Wong Kar-wai films.
More than that.
Is it more than that?
he was in Happy Together, Chungking Express.
Yeah, Mood for Love.
Mood for Love. And
2046. Six, sorry, I always get them.
49.
Sorry.
And then others.
The sequel. No.
I'm sure he's been in others as well. But anyway, Zhang Ziyi is in it as well. In Grandmaster. But I don't know, it looks fun.
She's hot. She's super hot. Super, super hot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Calm down.
Sorry.
But anyway, I look forward
to it. She's a very good actress and happens to also be very attractive.
Shut up. So yeah, that's the news. Let's now move on to the big review, which this week, what is it, Jamie? What is the big review?
I can't remember.
I don't remember either. No, something about
robots.
Yeah?
Robots. Something about hunking, like, massively oversized.
It was called something like Atlantic Coast. that's something else.
Edge of the Black Sea.
Two pilots. Our minds, our memories. Connected. Man and machine become one.
Pacific Rim.
Yay.
Is what we're reviewing. Yeah. Yay. Big robots against big monsters from another dimension in the water of the Pacific Ocean.
In the lead up to this film, spoiler alert. In the lead up to this film.
There's spoilers?
We're going to be spoiling it.
I guess, yeah.
In the lead up to this film, I saw the trailers. I was really apprehensive.
Yeah, I was just like, "This is gonna be sweet."
No,
and you were like,
"No. This
will
be poo. It will be." I was convinced it was gonna be terrible, only because I didn't have any faith whatsoever in an American
big
studio
movie.
Like to make essentially a Japanese genre film, right?
Yeah,
mecha, and. And I was proven wrong.
Yeah.
I was proven wrong. And I, you know, I get proven wrong a lot when it comes to films.
You gotta believe, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. It's, you know, it carries weight.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But
he knows how to have fun.
Yeah. Honestly, this year, this is the first big blockbuster that I thought was fun. Like, genuinely.
No, Fast and Furious 6 was fun.
Meh.
It's silly. I mean,
it was okay. It's
sort of quite poorly made as well. But
it was long.
It was super long. Like, all right, I give you that. It's like with Pacific Rim, which was actually quite a long film, but never felt like it was long.
No, you know? I had fun from start to finish.
Yeah, exactly.
There was one point where I was like, oh, there's another action sequence? But I was cool.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of, you look forward to what's happening next.
Yeah.
And they changed it up enough so it wasn't just robot v. big alien.
Yeah.
You know, every single time. They kind of changed it up enough that you kind of go, okay, I accept more action.
Yeah.
And it was done in such a way that was entertaining. And this is how, like, Michael Bay, watch this film.
Yeah, sit down.
And see how you're meant to make a robot film fun.
Yeah, just fucking reshoot Transformers 4 now before you release it.
Yeah.
Just watch that film first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then even remake Pacific Rim if you have to. But, you know, it's just like... There's no way that Mark Wahlberg Transformers film is going to be any good.
Yeah.
But we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, so I don't know any of the actors' names.
In Pacific Rim. Well, apart from, what's his name? Ron Perlman.
Oh, Ron Perlman, of course. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
There's the guy, the geeky guy, who's...
I've seen him in other stuff.
He looks... Well, they've made him out to look like J.J. Abrams.
Have they?
Like, J.J. Abrams looks exactly... like that.
Yeah.
But he's the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or whatever that
show is called. Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen that. It's an American sitcom.
Yeah. He was in Horrible Bosses as well.
Yeah. Yes, of course he was. Yeah.
And then
he's not too bad.
He plays one of the...
You just can't take too much of him.
Exactly.
Which this film quite well balances
the
different elements and the different characters.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there is comic relief in this film. Like, him, that geeky guy who wants to... Well, we'll get to what he wants to do. But there's this guy. He's got, like, another geeky guy who's, like... He looks like...
Ultra-British.
Yeah, who looks like fucking Willard or something. He's, like... he was briefly in Dark Knight Rises, that guy.
Was he?
Yeah, he worked for Bane.
Okay.
Briefly.
Whatever.
He gets killed off-camera, I think. But, yeah. And and Ron Perlman as well, who's like, he's blonde and he's got these awesome glasses.
I like Ron Perlman.
He's cool.
Yeah, he knows how to take the piss out of himself.
You need some Hellboy in there.
Yeah. But he's just playing Hellboy. He is just playing Hellboy in this film.
Yeah, well, at the end...
You kind of think, oh, he'll switch.
Yes, stay after, not the full credits, but... there's a, like, a little moment.
Oh, yeah, there's a little moment.
Like, right at the end, where it's just, like...
Yeah, they don't show any... They show, like, one credit.
Yeah.
They go straight to it. So they don't make you wait around.
There's a joke at the end, basically, involving him. It doesn't make much sense, but it's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's just out there, and you're just like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The film balances out kind of just action fun.
Yeah.
Kind of comic relief.
Yeah.
And more seriousy stuff.
Yeah.
The film's about these people who enter robots to fight these aliens that come out of whatever.
Well,
they're not really aliens.
So again, this is why I thought it wasn't going to be good. Clones. But they almost explained it. They explained it well enough for you to accept it, which was that you've got the big robots feed the big aliens, but in the robots, and they showed this in the trailer,
they're not even really aliens.
They're aliens.
They're like dinosaur clones from another dimension.
Yeah, okay. still aliens.
From a vagina on Earth.
Yeah. That's a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
They showed in the trailer, and they did this well, it's actually two people operating one
big
robot. And they said the reason why that was is because one brain can't handle the load.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
But, why does the brain need to handle anything?
Yeah.
You know, couldn't you just have a computer on the bloody thing?
I guess, yeah. I mean,
Because also they make it physical, so when they move in the cockpit, it moves the robot in real life.
Yeah.
Do you really need that much brain power? But anyway, look, I get why they do it.
Yeah,
right? They explain it enough so you kind of accept it and move on, and then you...
Because I think...
You have the dynamic of the relationship between... You have to have it, otherwise the whole motivation doesn't work.
Because I think
work,
the way they thought about it was probably like, if it's just big robots, no one's going to give a shit. Yeah. But if the people are at stake inside the robot, then you care about the people, you care about the robot.
It gives you the option to kill one of them off as well. Yeah. So
there you go. That's true. But something happens to a guy who's in a robot. Like, at first, the robots are like, the people controlling the robots are like, become rock stars.
And they're super arrogant.
They're super arrogant, they're killing these dinosaur things, monsters. Let's just call them monsters.
No, they are dinosaurs.
They're killing monsters.
They're literally dinosaurs. That's what they're meant to be. They actually say, this happened ages ago, and that's what the dinosaurs were.
But they're, but their insides are like neon and shit. Yeah.
I thought they were gonna take that route that some films do, where it's like, this is the reason for everything.
They kind of do at one point.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, the dinosaurs were a test or something. I don't know.
I know.
And you're just like, what?
What?
Dude, never mind, just... You know,
you don't need that. You don't need that kind of justification.
You do buy it in this film, weirdly.
You buy anything in this film. Yeah, because the thing is that it's good at not taking itself seriously.
No, exactly. Because you know what it is going in.
Yeah.
Like, if the idea of big robots fighting big monsters isn't your thing, or that doesn't sound good to you, you're not going to like it.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you're open to the idea.
This is the problem with using franchises, because if you go and make Godzilla or you go and make Transformers, you've got to fulfill certain, you know,
basic things
to make that film acceptable.
Yeah.
But with this, when you just pick a random fucking storyline, you can do whatever you want, and people will kind of semi buy it.
Yeah,
exactly. As long as it's not too outside the realm and becomes creepy, then people will just buy it. So.
Hey, you know what's creepy? When those two people that are inside the robot connect their brains together.
And they call it drifting.
Yeah, drifting. Which is basically their brains fuck inside the robot.
Yeah.
And that's how
they
can
share
both...
their memories.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, they share everything about themselves with another person.
And the closer the bond between the people who drift, the better they are. So it starts out with these two brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Which makes sense. They're brothers.
It makes sense.
They grew up with each other. It makes sense. Nothing nefarious there.
Yeah, nothing
wrong
there.
Except they then introduce...
Except for the incest.
Yeah, I know. But then they introduce a father-son combo, whereby the son has daddy issues. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And then they introduce the girl.
Yeah, Mako.
Mako.
Who's got blue hair, kind of.
Yeah.
She's like lifted straight from an anime.
Yeah, almost.
But, I mean, they have so many different references to styles in this film.
Yeah.
Some parts of it, like there's a flashback.
Yeah, but
like,
they keep it Independence Day.
There is an Independence Day moment. Yeah.
We are cancelling the apocalypse.
There's Idris Elba just
being
a badass.
Speech.
Yeah.
They did keep it short, though.
Yeah, they did.
Their speech short. So I was like, oh no, it's going to be like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're going to have flashes to American flags and jets and all this kind of stuff like they have in Independence
Day. That's why during the film you're like, this is Independence Day. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's not patriotic bullshit.
No, I know. But
although,
there are bits of it.
Kind of. But there's each robot belongs to a different country.
Well,
kind of.
Like, you get that it is, but I must admit, there's no American patriotism.
No, because the whole world's kind of working together.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of don't, you know, discredit it, but they do have the Russian robot.
There's a Russian robot.
Which is really stereotypical Russian.
Typical.
Yeah.
You said typical.
Did I? New word.
Typical.
Yeah, and you had the Chinese,
Crimson Typhoon. Who
sucks. Has three arms.
It's got like three
or four
arms.
Dies so quickly.
Yeah, it's so bad. Crimson Typhoon sucks. Oh man.
Anyway,
they introduce the girl. There's a love interest,
yeah.
And one of the brothers that survived that first accident,
yeah,
where because the robots were winning
really
easily against the monsters, and then the monsters adapted.
Yeah.
And then the robots started dying off.
Yeah.
And then the whole robot project was under question.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is Idris Elba going like, this is our last chance.
Yeah. So, all right. Hang on a second. their alternative answer to the Jaegers, the big robots.
Oh yeah, Jaegers.
Is a big wall.
Yeah.
Right? A big wall.
Is it now, every city?
No, no, hang on, hang on a sec. When I say a big wall, I'm not talking Wall of China big. I'm talking the entire American coastline big. And other countries. Like, every country apparently is building this enormous wall.
Then it shows this monster just, like, cruising past the wall. And then this one gun is like, they're going right through.
Yeah, I know.
So, just like, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
it doesn't
work. But they must have spent...
Yeah.
...ages making this freaking wall.
I guess they're kind of desperate. They're just like, we don't know what...
What is it with walls, by the way? Like, they did this in World War Z as well. They were like, oh, just bigger bit.
Yeah.
Fucking wall. That will solve it.
Walls don't even work in real life.
I know.
Just like, it doesn't work. Enough with the walls. There's a lot of action in this movie, but the second act is very kind of build up.
Yeah, of course.
They're kind of just waiting around for the next robot to come in. Look,
it's a simple film.
But it's never boring.
It's three acts, it's very simple.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got the build up, you know, you've got the action, you've got the finale. It's very basic, but at the same time charming in that sense, because it's like too many Hollywood films, though playing it safe, try to be kind of clever.
Yeah.
All right, and it's just like, no, that, to be honest, it's kind of similar to the charm that the sort of Pixar have, right? they've just boiled down all the kind of bullshit kind of children's films and just got to the essence of why we like fairy tales.
Yeah, okay.
And in this kind of just boils down that genre of mecha.
It's like, what's cool about that type of movie?
Exactly. And then they're just make a film out of that.
Let's make that. Which is...
You don't need any angst.
If Michael Bay... You don't
need the exposition for hours on end.
If Michael Bay had been like, what's cool about Transformers?
He wouldn't
have been like, oh, cars and whores.
It's just like,
no, not really.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the kind of charm of the big robot.
Watch those films, right? The Transformers. Or actually, don't watch those films. But if you do happen to watch those films, see how often people are running.
Yeah.
Right? How much of the film... I'd love it if someone would time all that and like just come up with a clock saying, an hour spent just running.
Because that's all the humans can do.
Yeah.
They can run or they can die. They're useless in those movies.
I know.
At least here, the humans are really important.
Yeah, yeah.
So, things don't happen. That's like... They have a reason to be there.
Yeah.
And the film looks amazing.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the CGI is really good. It all fits.
The way they've made it look is really interesting. Like, there's a lot of kind of neon lights.
Yes.
And kind of very...
Well, they're in Hong Kong for nearly the majority of the film.
Yeah, they destroy Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And the bit in the trailer where the big robot drags a giant boat and hits a monster across the head with
that's
it.
That's good.
It was still awesome.
Yeah.
I could watch that scene anytime.
But
you get...
That brings me to one point that is a bit bullshit.
Okay.
All right, and it's actually it comes from anime.
Oh.
Which is this idea of, and I'm sure you've kind of seen it in some way, shape, or form, like in Bugs Bunny.
I know what you're going to talk about.
It's my canon is bigger than yours.
Wait, Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, they do. You know, because they like Elmer Fudd has a canon.
Oh, okay.
And then Bugs Bunny comes out with a bigger canon.
Oh, yeah.
And then the canons just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's kind of this concept. They have it in anime a lot, where it's like, I'm now better than you because I powered up, and they do that a lot, and they kind of did it in this film. When they could have done it at the very beginning of the film.
I don't know, because
they just go, now I've got a sword, like an actual sword that comes out of both arms.
That was so good, though.
But they don't introduce that until really late, when he had it the whole time.
No, because early on, they've got these plasma guns. And if you've got the choice between a plasma gun and a sword,
no, I know, like... all right, he doesn't have it at the very beginning of the film. But
he does.
No, not the plasma thing, the sword.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the... But then when Mako joins...
Yeah.
They had those swords the whole time, but they don't use them straight away.
No,
even though they're terribly useful.
They're useful in close kind of contact, but if you're
always in close contact, they're never far from each other.
I don't know. It didn't really bother me that
yeah.
at all. But like, but at one point, it was just like a video game
yeah.
where it's just you have a sword.
Yeah.
And then he starts.
It's Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. So. He slices a monster in half. Oh, that's so good. The weapons in this game are awesome.
Yeah.
It's like
this game.
This game.
Oh, you're already calling it a game.
This movie game.
Well, no, because you get the feeling of a game as soon as they start introducing all the different robots.
It feels a lot like a game.
They kind of do a blurb to each robot and the two people who run it.
Yeah.
And the way they do it is exactly like you're about to pick a character.
Yeah, it's true.
To play. True.
I mean, the film never forgets to have, like, stupid moments in it. But you accept them. Like, at one point...
Stupid but fun.
Fun or funny, but like intentionally. So like at one point they find out that one of the monsters is pregnant, which is like good in Godzilla.
Yeah.
1998. They're like, oh, it's pregnant. But it feels like they're taking the piss of that.
Yeah.
Because then it gives birth and you've got the umbilical cord and stuff. And
it's really disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's like the baby dinosaur slides out.
And this baby is like neon blue.
Yeah.
And glowing.
And it's just sliming after the little guy.
Yeah.
The geeky guy who's running away. He's like, ah! And then Ron Perlman shows up and he's just like, well, I knew it. It can't survive 2 minutes out of the womb in the air. Yeah. And then the monster wakes up and eats him.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, and then dies again.
Yeah.
So good.
But doesn't.
But no. But at one point, I was like, wait, did we just see a dinosaur vagina?
Yeah.
That was fucked up, if that's what it was.
No, it wasn't. They cut open.
Did they?
It was a cesarean. Basically, it was cesarean. I guess.
Still gross.
I know it's still gross, but like... Why does it need to be pregnant?
I don't understand. No, it doesn't need. That was just for a funny scene.
I know.
Because you see, the geeky guy is looking for a way to get in the mind, just like the people get in the mind of the robot, kind of, get in the mind of the dinosaur to drift with the dinosaur. But it's really dangerous, and they need a fresh brain, because they've got like two brains, those dinosaurs. I know it's silly just thinking about it. But, so he tries to do that, so he needs a fresh brain, blah de blah.
No, actually, they actually say why they have two brains.
What was it?
Because dinosaurs apparently had two brains.
Oh, yeah, why is it? Cause...
Which I need to check that out now.
Because
I need
so to check big. Out
if that's true or not.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Regardless,
Go see this film.
Go see this film.
All right, it's a good movie. It's fun, okay?
It's the first...
Don't be, oh, it's not a franchise or it's not something I recognize kind of crap. Like, you know, just take like a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Go see this film. If you like that kind of genre, you know.
It won't be, if for some reason you like the Transformers movies.
Go see this and see a better film.
Yeah, honestly, just kind of don't even compare the two. Just go see that.
Yeah.
And you'll like it. I know you will. It's just kind of like, this is more of an anime/game approach to this than rather than American cartoon/action movie.
Yeah.
Generic action movie. So, yeah, far better than Transformers, any of them. And the most fun for me, blockbuster so far this year.
Yeah.
I will gladly...
It's not going to be... It's nowhere near film of the year, but...
No, like... but I mean, I don't know. It's the most fun of film of the year so far.
Yeah.
And but yeah, highly recommended from both of us. Now let's move on to the big recall. In the big recall, we talk about older movies. Like I will recommend a film not to watch because it's not very good, and you will recommend a film to watch.
Booyah.
And we alternate, depending on the week. Do you want to start? Should I start?
I started last time, I think.
So you?
You go.
All right. The film I'm not recommending. I was actually hesitating between two Leslie Nielsen films.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I love Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
But you know, he didn't make only good films or funny films.
Yeah.
I was hesitating between Repossessed.
Not seen it.
Which is a parody of The Exorcist, which it really isn't I thought it'd be hilarious when I saw it as a kid, and then I was just like, this is not very
that
good.
That can't be the only parody of The Exorcist.
No, but at the time, it was. It even had the actress from The Exorcist, so there was potential.
Yeah.
But there's like one or two kind of humorous jokes in it. Like, it's not good enough. So it was either that or Soul Man, where Leslie Nielsen's not an important character. He's got a small part, but I have to go with Soul Man this week. All right, Soul Man. Oh, man, the story is...
So, like, I've tried watching this film.
You haven't watched it?
No. I can't remember how far I got in.
I don't blame you.
I couldn't watch it anymore.
There's a few problems with this film.
It's really difficult.
There's a really, really obvious problem with it.
Yeah, you can see that just by the poster.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'll talk about that now. There's a really, really obvious problem with it, and then there's the real problem with it, which isn't so obvious. The obvious problem is that the story is about a white dude who takes a pill that makes him into a black dude just so he can get a grant to go into school. Whew!
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're already...
You already kind of know the problem here.
Yeah.
Mm. And also...
You can just imagine all the right-wing nutcases that are just, like, going mad for this film.
But then you watch the film, and you're like, oh, so the whole point was to say something against racism. And you're just like...
By being massively racist.
That's not the way to do it, alright? That's the obvious problem with it. Like, it's
well-meaning. You know what? We should have a film about sexism where women get beaten the shit out of.
Yeah. No, but it's like when they did Legally Blonde. It's just like, oh, let's make a film where where blonde women need to be respected by having the dumbest fucking blonde stereotype throughout the whole film.
Yeah, exactly.
But that leads me to the actual problem with Soul Man.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde, it was lighthearted and
it's kind of not enjoyable. As big an issue, you know.
But this one, the problem is that it's not very funny. And it's not just because it's kind of awkward, this whole premise of, like, having a white dude play a black dude, and then it's just, like, I don't know. It's not because it's just awkward. It's just not very funny and not very entertaining. It's actually kind of boring. It wants to be, like, a John Hughes-type 80s film, like Ferris Bueller or something, but it's so misguided, and it's just not written cleverly enough to just kind of warrant any laughs.
Yeah.
And I don't really like the girl in it at all as well, Ray Don Chung. She used to be big in early 90s and stuff, but she's not very good. There is a good cast to it. There's like James Earl Jones, isn't it? And he's quite good. He's James Earl Jones.
Yeah. Oh, I love
he's
James
always
Earl
good.
Jones.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, but he must now, like, if he's ever watched that film, he must go, what the hell?
Well, that's the thing. The film means well. So
So when you look at that, you might go, oh yeah, I'll do that.
I like the message
of this
film.
But then watch it back.
The film has a good message, because white people are kind
of... If I was James Earl Jones, I'd be like, take my film out of the credits. Take my name out of the credits.
I guess. But I guess maybe it was an important message that, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But that's not really how you tell that message.
Yeah.
I mean, white people in this film are portrayed as kind of assholes, a lot of them. Like, when the guy becomes black, there's this white girl that didn't care about him before that suddenly cares about him just because he's different.
Mm.
And she's only going out with him because he is different. But, okay, there's a message there. But, I don't know, it's still... It's not the right way to do it, guys.
Yeah.
And it's not a fun movie. Like, I was so bored watching it. So that was Soul Man.
As Limitless kind of explains the problems of being intelligent.
Yes. Yeah, it's the Limitless of misguided films about racism.
Yeah.
Soul Man, I can't recommend that movie. But,
don't watch it.
I would actually say watch Repossessed, like, instead.
Yeah.
Although, no, actually, I don't know. Actually, I don't watch either.
Look, if you want, like, a challenge, go ahead and watch Soul Man, because it is a friggin' challenge to watch that
film.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah. What film do you recommend this week?
Yeah, so I recommend... I don't know if this film is well-known or not. I mean, it was a dark horse, really, at the time.
It's 150 minutes long?
Yeah.
Okay, go on, sorry.
It's a long film.
He's got the IMDb page open. I'm like,
yeah, of course.
What?
I always make sure I have info in front of me.
I've got mine as well.
Anyway, So, the film is Contact. It's 1997. The basic premise is Jodie Foster, who plays Ellie Arroway, is, you know, she's into science and cosmology. And,
science!
Okay. and the whole thing is based on a Carl Sagan novel, who was, you know, Carl Sagan, very prominent scientist as well. So, you know, you get this kind of really nice sense of space kind of discovery.
Yeah.
And it's really charming film, and it's like, because it kind of shows her as a child and discovering certain things.
Yeah.
But then they go, so they do that, and they set up the whole kind of very sort of Americana type, but also kind of...
What is the film about?
Hang on.
Sorry.
And obviously, there's a big clue in the friggin' title.
Oh!
Shut up. So, and then it goes into something that I kind of really like what films can do, which is sort of faux history or faux future.
Folksman.
Yeah, whatever. And... whereby what they do is you just change one small thing about the present, and that kind of changes everything about the world. So you get this a lot in video games, obviously, with things like Call of Duty, where it's the Russians have invaded America, right? They just change that, you know, it's changing one thing about the world. So that changes everything. And this one, what they do is they discover an alien signal.
Yeah.
It's just
like Mars Attacks.
It's, you know, yeah, whatever.
I'm taking the piss.
But they do it seriously. Yeah. They do it on a serious level. And they kind of show the way in which the world might react.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say much more about the plot.
I guess this,
because I do want people to watch this film, right?
It's directed by Robert Zemeckis, who did Back to the Future.
Yes.
And... other films, other less, other good but less good films.
Yeah. Just Back to the Future.
Yeah. And Polar Express, which I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The creepy "Get in my train, drink my chocolate" film.
Okay.
Christmas.
I haven't seen it. So
it's a heartwarming Christmas movie.
I don't want to watch
Christmas about a pedophilic train driver. Go on.
Anyway, so
get in my train.
I think Jodie Foster does a really good job in this. Yes. It's kind of a role almost made for her.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a charming film about something quite basic that I think we've lost at the moment, which is that kind of scientific discovery excitement. And this kind of portrays the way the world might react if we actually got something that would bring that back to the forefront like it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she is... it's part of the premise of the film is that people aren't really interested in the program that she's running.
Yeah.
And she's finding it really difficult to do the job that she really wants to do.
It's a unique approach to that type of movie as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember a film like it, really.
No, because usually sci-fis or alien films or faux history kind of stuff, you get this kind of effect whereby it needs to be as thrilling or exciting as possible.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to kind of delve into the kind of more nuance of why something would happen.
And it takes place before, against popular belief, Star Trek First Contact.
Yes.
It's okay. Technically a prequel to that.
Yeah, but it doesn't take place before...
It takes place after K-Pax, though.
Yeah. But, something of the third kind. Oh,
Close Encounters. That was the 70s, man.
I know. Sorry. It's
oh, off. James it's back that. With more 70s news.
Oh, shut up.
It's a little film called John.
That's not the 70s, is it?
It is, no?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, he's going back to IMDb. He's typing it in. 75.
Wow, how many Jaws films are there?
There's like
Jaws in Japan?
What?
2009?
Really?
What the
IMDb,
hell?
You son of a bitch.
There's a film. Okay, we've only just found this out. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
In 2009, there was a film.
A straight to video film.
Called Jaws in Japan.
Yes. What's the story? Beautiful girls are in danger. Holy shit. That can be good. That can be good at all. At Sunny Beach, the beach is actually called Sunny Beach, a huge shark is waiting for his prey.
Oh,
college students Miki and Mai arrive on a private beach on a tropical island. They can't find the hotel.
Miki and Mai.
Look how the article ends. It says, they can't find the hotel, dot, dot, dot.
No, this is... Oh, whatever.
And then you have to click to find out the full summary.
No, I don't want
to
know. Anyway, I don't know how we've segued like this, but...
Come on, it stars Nonami Takizawa.
Shut up. Back to my original premise. Yeah. Watch Contact. It's a good film. If you like sci-fi, you know, if you like drama and thriller, certain amounts of thriller elements to it as well, then go watch this film.
And if you're not into stuff like Contact or Soul Man, you can find just in between, there's Jaws in Japan that you can find really easily and then watch. And it also...
Can you really find really? I bet you it's like really difficult.
Come on, dude.
To get this film.
It stars Eiri Nakajima as Mai.
I think that's probably Eiri.
Eiri?
Yeah. A-I-R-I.
Well, that's not what
Eiri.
That's not what Mika Inagaki thinks. I'm just reading the names of the cast.
Stop it!
I love IMDb. You can pretend to know anything.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, so that was Jaws in Japan. Sorry. The big recall.
Bastard.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to watch this now.
We're gonna go straight to shoutouts for time because we're talking too much. The big game will be back next week, though. I promise. Yeah, let's go to the shoutouts. The big shoutouts. All right, Jamie, what are your shout-outs
so,
this week? It's not your cat this time.
No. Though my cat rules.
What's its name?
Tika.
Yeah, you just shouted out again.
Damn.
You dumbass.
My shout-out is 1A4 Studio, who is a great YouTube user who creates little animation speedruns of famous films. His latest one is a speedrun of... Blade Runner, and it's really good. Yeah. It's really good. It's only a minute long, so seriously, it won't take much of your time.
It's cute.
It's really cute. It's really good to watch films that you've seen, though. If you watch a film you haven't seen, it's almost incomprehensible.
Yeah.
But if you watch a film...
We watched the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas
and one. I haven't seen that film. I know that's very bad of me. I know.
That's all right. No, everyone has. But I've seen it and I was like, oh. And then you were like, I don't know what's going on.
You actually criticised the Blade Runner one because it's certain tiny little elements, even though it's only a minute long, is wrong. Because
when Leon shoots the guy at the beginning, the chair's meant to spin around. But then he shoots again.
I think I realise it. I think I know which version of Blade Runner it's based on as well. I think it's based
on... The one you made in your room.
No, night. I think it's based on the original... Not the work print version.
The
first theatrical... You know why? Because it's got the unicorn...
Oh, the unicorn.
Because that's not in the director's, is it?
It is. No, that's what the director's cut is.
Oh, no, so it's based on the director's cut.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's not in the original.
No, it's not in the original. Yeah.
But, they are quite fun, those animations.
Yeah, they're real fun.
My shout-out for this week is actually on Twitter. You can find them at Tomboy Tarts.
Tomboy Tarts.
Yeah. They're these girls...
That's funny.
It's funny. They're these girls who do a podcast.
Yeah.
And they're self-proclaimed tomboys. But yeah, you can find them on Twitter at Tomboy Tarts. And
Tomboy Tarts.
You'll find a link to...
Such a cool name.
Yeah. You'll find a link to their podcast, which is really funny. And they're really consistent with it. Unlike us, that take fucking ages to talk about anything. They're like, they talk really fast about something and then move on to something else.
Cool.
And it's a good little podcast. Go check it out. And I also shout out myself, I guess, at The Retro Critic is where you can find me on Twitter. And also retrocriticblog.blogspot.com is where I review all sorts of shit. And post the podcast as well. Also, Jamie.
What?
I've managed somehow to put the podcast on iTunes. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's so 2010.
You could subscribe to it before if I sent you the feed, but this time you can just search it and it's there.
I hate iTunes.
Every episode on iTunes. Isn't that grand?
No.
Anyone can go. Tika can go. Your cat.
No.
Okay, maybe
not. My Tika can't understand English.
She has no thumbs. She can't use the spacebar unless she moves her whole hand.
Cats have thumbs.
But it's so high.
I know, but it's for flicking elastic bands.
But then if she slams her whole paw on it, she'll hit, you know, alt.
The spacebar. Remember how small their paws are, okay?
But then she'll type in, it'll be like spacebar B. Every time. God. We need a podcast for your cat.
So you're saying we need
at Tomboy Tika. Although isn't it male?
Oh dear.
Is it a male cat?
Yes.
I knew that. I'm just
You should have said Tomcat.
Tomcat! Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, just rewind and pretend I said Tomcat.
Whatever.
Or actually fast forward if it's the big rewind.
Oh god, you're blowing my tiny brain.
Yeah. That sounds disgusting.
Remember the lesson of today. Pinocchio can't say the statement, I will never lie.
And Jaws in Japan.
Yeah, Jaws in Japan. Yeah.
Go watch Jaws in Japan. We'll be back next week with a review of something that comes out this week. That's not very useful information.
No, I know, because it's Monsters University is something we haven't seen.
I don't know if I've seen that.
But apart from that, I want...
Are we going to be relegated to watching a cartoon this weekend?
Probably.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Oh, Jamie to the rescue. Jamie going to Cineworld website.
Yeah.
Checking shit out.
Shout out to Cineworld, I guess.
No.
Oh, World's End.
Oh, The World's End is
Yeah, The World's End. Sorry, we will be watching The World's End.
Yes, I really
sorry, do I apologize for sort of not remembering that straight away.
So we'll be back next week with a review, probably, of The World's End, the new Simon Pegg movie. Thanks for watching again. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.